I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Representative Ilhan Omar can't keep away from being caught in one controversy after another. The first incident isn't the result of her direct actions, but does involve a city within the congressional district she represents. Another incident involves the reason the Minnesota Star Tribune printed a stinging editorial directed toward Omar's recent campaign finance violations. The third incident questions whether she flubs facts or just tries to make an emotional point. The first incident occurred in St. Louis Park City, a suburb of Minneapolis, and lies in Ilhan Omar's congressional district. The city council decided to stop reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at the start of their meetings. The purpose of eliminating the pledge was characterized as an effort to serve a more diverse community. Now, one council member said she didn't feel saying the pledge was necessary, especially for non-citizens. One could suppose that includes non-citizens who are receiving food, housing, and educational benefits just for residing in this country. Nearly 100 citizens turned out to protest the decision, wave American flags, and chant USA in an effort to convince the council to reverse its course. Neither attending nor sending any word, Congressional Representative Ilhan Omar. Moving on. The Minnesota Star Tribune penned a stinging editorial on what they phrased the latest misstep by the first-term congresswoman. What happened? Minnesota campaign finance officials ruled that Omar owed her campaign committee nearly $3,500, as well as a $500 civil penalty to the state after using committee funds for personal travel and help on her tax returns. The Star Tribune noted the state's Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board reported Omar and her husband filed joint tax returns while she was married to another man. Minnesota law only allows spouses to file jointly in civil marriages, whereas Omar filed with a man with whom she was only married in a faith tradition. In other words, the faith tradition marriage had as much legal standing as getting married at Knott's Berry Farm. Strike two. Then we have Omar wanting so much to convince hundreds of high school students just how bad our system of justice is, she's willing to make up facts that fit her narrative. In an apparent attempt to showcase racial and economic disparities in the country, she recently told high school students about an incident that occurred about 5 years ago when she was a Minneapolis city councilwoman. She recalled a sweet old African-American lady who was detained for a whole weekend for stealing a $2 loaf of bread to feed her starving 5-year-old granddaughter. Omar said she screamed an expletive in court after the woman was fined $80 for the crime. Now, typically, first-time shoplifters are sentenced to attend a 3-hour class. When retelling the story to the Washington Post, Omar confessed she might have flubbed some facts. The woman in question might not have been just a one-time innocent shoplifter. Omar told the newspaper, quote, "She might have had a prior arrest, I'm not sure. The details might not have all matched, but that's what I remember," end of quote. Omar's penchant for gaining attention has been profound since she recently became a congresswoman. But her penchant for gaining attention based on embellished controversies goes back much further. She and a gang of a few other new congressional representatives have become a laughingstock to the entire country. She's become infamous for her anti-Semitic tropes that have earned her a label of being part of the Hamas caucus. And Democrats seem hesitant to rein her in. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.